At the Olympics in Sochi, Long Island native Matthew Mortensen is competing in the doubles luge. And while it will take Mortensen a matter of seconds to get through the course, it took him and his family more than 16 years of work and sacrifice to get to Sochi. WNYC's Robert Lewis caught up with the Mortensens.
That's the cowbell technique Mary Mortensen will be using in Sochi when she cheers on her 28-year-old son, Matt, who is competing in the 2014 Olympics as a member of the U.S. luge team. It's a cheer she's honed over the past 16 years, since she and her husband, Jerry, agreed to let their son go to Lake Placid to try out the luge. Matthew was 12 at the time and one of seven Mortensen kids growing up in Huntington Station, Long Island. Mary says the training camp seemed like something fun for her rambunctious son to try.
It was such a challenge. And then when you get to Lake Placid and you see exactly what you said yes to, you're like, oh my.
Jerry Mortensen says Matthew has always been a risk taker. So it's not surprising he fell in love with the luge, a sport where racers whip down an icy track on a sled at speeds of 85 miles an hour.
He does cliff jumping. He does, what do you call that other thing with the bungee cord. He'll do that. But he's into mountain climbing. Anything daring, he'll do.
But it took more than being a daredevil. Matthew had to give up a normal childhood. He spent months away from home, training and traveling for meets. He faxed in homework assignments from around the world.
There's a lot of travel involved, especially if you're not from an area that has a luge track, which more than likely you are not. So my family had to commute me up to Lake Placid when I needed to go, and that's a 5.5-hour drive.
It wasn't exactly a vacation for them.
There were multiple times that my mother or my father went up to Lake Placid and came back down in the same day so that they wouldn't miss any work because they really couldn't afford to.
The family gave more than money and time. They bled for Matthew's dream, literally.
I got knocked down by a luge sled in Michigan.
Virginia Mortensen is Matthew's grandmother. She and her husband took Matt to many of the meets while his parents stayed home with the other kids. At one event, she got run over by a newbie luger on a practice hill.
So she didn't know how to steer it. She didn't know what to do. So she just came down, and I says, oh, it's going to hit me. And bam, oh, I was down the ground.
The years of support and hard work turned Matt into a top luge racer. Jerry uses the family's dining room table to lay out just some of the medals stored away in the Huntington Station family home.
This is just from, I think, upstate. This is this double seating race. This is the bronze out of Utah. It's bronze out of Canada.
But the medals meant little to Matt, whose sole focus was getting to the Olympics. 4 years ago, he came close.
I missed by just a little over a tenth of a second over three runs, so it was pretty heartbreaking. It was like somebody died to me.
After the loss, Matt doubled down. He joined the Army National Guard and its world-class athlete program, which allowed him to focus full-time on his sport, and he trained even harder.
Just the way my mind works, which is probably bad, if I were to leave this sport not having gone to the Olympics, I would have felt like I've done nothing with my life, and it's been a waste.
In December, he and his doubles partner finally made it. Matt says he still has trouble explaining the emotions, which were captured in a photo of that day. It shows him sitting on the edge of the sled, holding his helmeted head in his hands.
So I've been literally working towards a single goal for 16 years, and to get that goal is such an incredible feeling.
And of course, Mom is also thrilled.
Did I ever think Olympics were going to happen? I knew it could have been a possibility, but it seems even now it's so surreal. Like, we're going to the Olympics and we're watching a son.
Right now, Matthew is trying to enjoy every second of the experience as an Olympian.
The energy on Team USA is so positive. I'm actually sitting in the athletes' lounge right now, and I think some of the freestyle guys are watching the moguls go.
He's also thinking about the race. While every Olympian dreams of medals, Matt says his goals are simple.
Just as long as I know that I put everything on the line, I'll feel good about myself. But I really want to have two good runs, and you know, I really want to try and get my best result of the season out of this race.
Cheering him on in Sochi will be his parents, grandmother, and his girlfriend. They're bringing plenty of cowbells along from Long Island for the occasion. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.
To hear Matt Mortensen talk about what it's like to compete in the luge and to follow all of the tri-state Olympians, go to WNYC.org.